Music from Tim McGraw and Taylor Swift and the Highway Don't Care right off the top country chart. 7:15 Central Time. Told you earlier we had guests coming in this morning, and County Commissioner Marcy Foster from Cherokee County District Number 3. Well, good morning, Marcy.
Good morning, Jerry.
Thank you for coming in and being with us today.
I appreciate the opportunity to come in and talk.
My pleasure. I think that you said this would help you fulfill a campaign promise that you were going to keep your constituents informed.
I did. I promised that I would be as transparent and informative as I could. And I think with all of your listeners, this is probably a good way for some questions to get answered.
Absolutely. All right. Well, we want to start with where we are right now in the County Commission activities is budgeting. And you are into the budgeting process. And let's talk about that a little bit. This time of year, the supervisors and county department heads bring in their requests for the upcoming year. How's it looking?
It's looking like every other year before has looked. I think we have more requests and more needs than we have money coming in, which is where a lot of households also are at. And so we're going to have to make some budget cuts, and some of them are not going to be pretty, but it's going to have to be done because we have to live within the budget that we can do with what we have coming in.
Okay, you said you referred to your budgeting process much like families. Many families are living from paycheck to paycheck out here. Is the county doing that as well? Is that what you're saying?
Close to it. A lot of people think that we have a, well, pot of money sitting somewhere that we could build buildings or fix something, do things with, and we don't. We have very little room to work. We every month rely on the sales tax that we get from what you buy in the county to pay the regular month-to-month activities that we have to do.
Okay. Well, you have huge budgets, you know.
Huge. Huge budgets.
Don't you?
Huge.
All right. But the money, the pot of money is not huge. Is that what you're saying?
The budgets are larger than the pot of money we have coming in, yes.
Okay. Well, which one of the, where's your most pain? Where are you're most grieved at as far as shortfalls?
So far as I understand it, probably the jail is going to be the biggest budget deficit. So far, everyone has not turned everything in, but that's my understanding that our jail is going to be the biggest.
We have any numbers? What do you think?
Not from the jail yet. The sheriff presented us with his courthouse security and animal control last night, but we have not gotten the jail budget. But it was at a deficit like what he turned in last year as a request for budget, and what they could actually budget him last year was a deficit. So I expect the same thing will happen again this year.
How much of a shortfall in the current year?
I'm not sure.
Okay. But you're expecting another shortfall. How do you cure the breach?
One way would be for all of our local citizens to buy local, because I don't think that everyone clearly understands how much of what you buy here comes back into the county and how important our sales tax is. Our sales tax is a huge portion of the revenue that we get to run the county with. You pay a 9-cent sales tax, 3.5 comes back to the county commission to use. Now, out of that, 1.5 goes straight to the school board. So we actually only have 2% to run the county with. And that primarily goes to 0.5% of that 2% goes to the jail, and then 1% goes to the highway, and the rest of it goes into the general fund.
Okay. So one way to cure the breach is for people to spend more money in Cherokee County.
Spend more money in Cherokee County, because the more sales tax we have, the more revenue we have, the more money in the general fund helps the budget. The more that comes into the general fund, the better the budget's going to look. And if we can adequately fund everyone, then we start having a small surplus. Then we build up our reserves. We can pave extra roads. We can fix some of the parks. We can do some of the projects that really need done.
Okay. Now, you alluded a moment ago that your county budget works similar to family budgets, and you're asking local citizens to consider spending more money at home. Will the county commission consider spending more money or all the monies that they can in the county without going out? Now, I know that there's state laws and bid laws that say you have to bid things out, and you have to have certain requirements for insurance and bonds and things on certain projects, but excluding that, where the county can spend money at home, tell the people that you are doing that?
We are, so far as I can tell, we are, and anybody is welcome to come to a commission meeting and watch me nitpick at every check that we sign and ask questions about every check that comes through, because there were some that I questioned, why are we not buying this in the county? And I found out that, unfortunately, because of state bid laws or because of some requirement in order to get, say, federal grant money, the contractor had to meet this requirement, and we didn't have anybody in the county that could meet that.
Okay. Well, we understand that, but and therefore, on the flip side of that, all households can't find everything they want and need in the county either, so sometimes they have to go out.
And what I ask for everybody that has, because, yes, I know you're going to have to go to Rome, you're going to have to go to Gadsden, but what I would really like everyone to do is to buy their gas here in the county before they leave the county to go do whatever it is they need to do.
Now, why gasoline?
Well, part of the gasoline tax goes to fund us. And then the gas tax that you hear people refer to is what runs our highway department. So if we have adequate gas tax, we don't have to take money out of the general fund to run the highway department. It is then funded and taken care of.
Is it still a nickel, Marcy, that for every gallon of gasoline purchased in the county, a nickel goes to the county road and bridge department to pave and maintain roads?
It's at least a nickel.
At least a nickel.
I think it might have gone up.
Okay. But anyway, that's where the county paving money comes from.
No, that is not the paving money. That is also one of the problems. That runs, the gas tax runs the highway department. All of the equipment that we have to have, and oh my goodness, how expensive the equipment is.
Please, oh, absolutely.
Please come to a meeting where we have to debate how to pay for that. The salaries, all of that. The actual paving comes back from that 1%. Out of the sales tax.
Okay. So the paving and the county operational budgets all come from, generated from sales tax.
Sales tax is hugely important.
Okay. Well, we're going to talk more about the budget and what we can expect in the coming year with Marcy Foster, County Commission District Number 3. We'll be back with her right after this.
Are you tired of annual fees, fluctuating promotional rates, and huge cash advance fees? Simplify your life with a credit card from Fort McClellan Credit Union. Our card offers no annual fee, a fixed annual percentage rate of 9.9%, and no fees for cash advances. For more information, give us a call at 256-927-4203 or drop by for a visit today at 500 Cedar Bluff Road in Center. Offer subject to credit approval, federally insured by NCUA.
In this moment, who has your back? An insurance company delivering excellence during your claims process? Auto Owners Insurance has been recognized as highest in customer satisfaction with the Auto Insurance Claims Experience 5 years in a row by J.D. Power & Associates. For award information, go to jdpower.com. Let an auto owner's independent insurance agency have your back, so when the unthinkable happens, you get the claim service you deserve.
The Johnson Insurance Agency, 1031 West Main Street in Center. Call 927-5440.
It's everyone's favorite meat game.
Chop Swap!
Ken picked grill number one and got ribeye steak.
Ken, you can keep the steak.
Or
swap it
for the ribeye pork chop.
Swap it.
Pork is less expensive.
I'll swap it. Nicely done, Ken. You've won delicious pork and great value on
Chop Swap.
Find affordable and swap-worthy pork recipes at porkbeinspired.com. Pork, be inspired. This message funded by America's Pork Producers and the Pork Checkoff.
Boat docks and pools are often wired for lighting and other power needs, but weather and wear can expose wiring, and deadly voltage can then energize the water. So inspection of electrical facilities around water is crucial to safety.
The safety message brought to you by Cherokee Electric Co-op. Come by and meet the new owners of the Medicine Shop Pharmacy, Daniel and Emily St. Clair. The Medicine Shop Pharmacy is known for great low prices and fast and friendly service. Most insurance accepted. Call for a quote on your prescriptions. You can also call the Medicine Shop Pharmacy and use their automated system to fill your refills. Open 6 days a week, 8 to 6, Monday through Friday, 9 to 2 on Saturday. The Medicine Shop also has a convenient drive-through window located on the Industrial Boulevard in Leesburg. Call 526-MEDS.
What if you had a time machine in your house? An ingenious little device that gave you an extra half hour at the moment you really needed it. Time to read an extra story to your kids. Time to relax. Time to actually get enough sleep. Well, there is a machine like that. It's called a natural gas dryer. A natural gas dryer dries clothes in as little as half the time and reduces operating costs compared to electric.
A reminder from DeKalb Cherokee Gas.
Have you seen the all-new 2013 Dodge Dart? The new leader in sporty is the Dodge Dart. And the most award-winning vehicle in its class? The Dodge Dart. Loaded with standard features and rated up to 41 miles per gallon. And the new Dodge Dart is priced from only $15,990. It's no wonder that so many people are test driving and buying the brand new 2013 Dodge Dart. And Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Gadsden has the new 2013 Dodge Dart just right for you. And hey guys, if you're looking for a hard-working, good-looking truck, come to Ram Country and check out the huge selection, including three-quarter ton units at Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Gadsden. And right now, you save up to $11,000 during the summer clearance event. $11,000. You always find the best deal on any vehicle available anywhere. Check it out today. More vehicles to choose from. More discounts than ever, but not much more time. The summer clearance event at Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Gadsden. Check out GadstonChryslerDodge.com. Prices apply to select vehicles, tax, title, and fees not included. See dealer for details.
Back in the studio with County Commissioner from District Number 3 in Cherokee County, Marcy Foster. Marcy, again, thank you for your time and for your insight. We're talking about budgets a few minutes ago. We talked about a deficit there at the jail. What are some of the reasons we mentioned earlier about the jail, and what are some of the reasons that we're running over budget there? Let's talk about that, because if they're over budget, there's a cost.
There's the cost, and there are a lot of costs that go into the jail, and none of them are controllable. There's none that we can bring down by something we can do. The jail was originally built for less than 100 inmates, and it was budgeted for officers, medical, food, all of the stuff that goes with that was budgeted for that. Over the years, as everyone that listens every morning may have noticed, we're running more at 120, 130. Well, with each of those extra over 100 comes more food, more medical cost, had to hire more correctional officers over the years. A lot of people don't know that if we arrest someone and they are sick, have medical problems, we are responsible for their health care while they are housed in our jail. So our health care costs for the jail are going up. And I know that no one wants their tax dollars to go to house, feed, and take care of quote-unquote criminals. However, I don't think anyone wants the sheriff to stop arresting them or stop shutting down meth labs or stop robberies from happening. So it's one of those necessities that has to happen, and we are required by law to have a jail and to provide these things. We can't stop feeding them, and we cannot stop providing medical care.
Now, you said you're mandated by law. That's federal law,
too. That is a federal law.
So many of our regulations are federal issues.
And unfortunately, you know, we may not like it, but if we're mandated by federal law to do this, it has to come before something that we may prefer to have, like paved roads.
Now, if the state or the federal government mandates that the county provide the services, how many of those dollars come into the county to do that with? How much do we get?
That depends on the mandate. We have had several mandates from the state of late that we call them unfunded mandates,
right,
where our legislature mandates that we do something, but they do not provide a mechanism for how we are going to fund that.
How many federal dollars do we get for the jail?
If we get any...
Zero?
No, we get just a little bit because he is housing a few inmates. Anytime we
but those are federal inmates.
Those are federal. Anytime you house a federal inmate, you do get reimbursed.
But our county, even though they mandate that you got to provide this, this, and this, they don't provide you federal dollars to provide this, this, and this, right?
I can check with our county administrator, Tim, but I am pretty sure the answer is no.
Unless it's a federal
federal inmate.
No, federal inmate. I don't think we get any federal dollars at all.
Not that I have seen so far.
So the extra medical cost and the number of inmates above the 100 that it was built for, 90 whatever, that it was built for, running over the daily amounts there is contributing significantly. I think you said more than $500,000 deficit.
It looks like probably from what he was budgeted versus what the actual cost, because when we get the bill for the medical expenses or we get the bill for the food that we have to provide, we have to pay that bill. And it's kind of like in a household. If you have an emergency and you get sick, you have that bill. It's an unexpected bill, but you still have that bill. We have to pay that bill.
And we want to let our listeners know that the sheriff is doing a lot of things to try to control those costs.
He has several ideas in the works that he is, and he does the best he can to control those costs, but the vast majority of it is out of his control.
And one of those things is I know he and the inmates there, under his direction, they grow some vegetables that they consume in the jail.
They do. They have their own vegetable garden, which does contribute to keeping that cost down because that's one more thing we don't have to provide.
And they can provide good, healthy vegetables for the inmates in their meals without it significantly increasing the cost.
Right.
So that's, we want to give credit where credit's due, and the sheriff's doing
a I don't want anyone to think that it's the sheriff's fault that there's the sheriff, there's nothing he can do about this. He is simply the person in charge of it at the top of the pyramid, and he's the one that's got to account for the budget when he comes to us, and we have to provide this stuff.
Right. So that's one of the problems. Any other problems you foresee in budgeting for the next year?
Just that we do not have enough incoming to cover what we have to. For instance, we're required by the state to have an animal control officer. We do get some state money for that, but it doesn't cover what's required for us to have the program.
I noticed yesterday in the county commission meeting the projected budget for the upcoming year, $99,000 and some change. And for animal control.
I just heard the collective gasp of all of our listeners, and I did the same thing. But once they show it to you, it unfortunately makes sense, and no money is being wasted. We have a animal control officer that gets recommendations every week. He's apparently fantastic at his job. We pay his salary and, of course, his benefits. Then there's the vehicle. And at the moment, we do not have a facility here because we cannot afford to build one. Back to the, we don't have a pot sitting around that we can just build a building with. So we have to transport any animals that he picks up to Etowah County, where they do have a facility to hold them.
Now that costs. That's not free.
They charge us per animal.
They don't provide that service free, but they do provide us a good service.
They do provide a good service because they do have the facility available to take care of a variety of issues.
But we can't ask another county to pick up the tab on our costs.
On our costs. So we do get some state dollars, but that doesn't even cover the employee salary portion.
So that cost is... sometimes it depends on the number of animals and that you have to take down there. That's something that you can't really budget for.
We have no idea how many he will pick up, although I would ask everyone to please spay and neuter, because when he has to pick up a litter of 5-6 puppies, we are charged per animal. So if he has to take an entire litter down to Etowah County, we're charged for all 6, even though they're puppies.
Well, surely that don't happen often, does it, Marcy?
More than you would think. We have a lot of owner surrenders going on, and just simply spay and neuter would help a lot.
Okay. So if they take care of their animals, number one, take responsibility for them. And part of that is if you don't want more puppies or more kittens on your property, then spay or neuter
so that we don't have those extra ones. Because if we were just running at the normal ones, the wild ones he just had to go pick up, and your occasional rooster, it would help the budget significantly. When we are transporting 60 plus animals a month to Etowah County, that's really cutting into the budget.
It's costly, no doubt about it. But people, if we want to cut down on that, can cut down on that by taking care of their and taking responsibilities for their pets.
Spay and neuter so that we don't have more to pick up. And, of course, if you can help out in any way with the animal population, we do have a independent adoption center here in the county, but they are very small, and they take kittens, puppies, and small dogs. And she can only take so many.
Right. All right, let's talk a minute about highways, because that's always, roads are always an issue, and not only election year, but every year. People deserve good roads to drive on because they pay taxes, and they expect that their roads to be smooth so they won't tear up their expensive vehicles. We know how expensive automobiles are. We have to buy those. So in order to protect them and take care of them, good roads are required.
Good roads are required.
Okay, now why don't we have the best roads in the world? We pay taxes.
Back to that sales tax.
Okay.
Of the 3.5% that comes back to the county, 2% comes to the commission to run everything with. 1% of that goes to paving, which works out to 25% per district. It is divided out. And what happens with that money is that we have the opportunity to get federal grants. You'll hear them referred to as ATRIP grants. They're federal money that comes through the state, but we're required to come up with a 20% matching amount in order to get that money. And usually in order to get my matching amount there, that 20%, that takes up everything that I have in that fund from the sales tax. Then I don't have anything left to pave roads that don't qualify for the federal grant.
Okay. So ATRIP has helped us tremendously. Funds come in from the governor's office. Is that not correct?
That's correct. And you will see some projects going on around Cherokee County. We have a few right now. Well, we did before the rain. That major paving. So when you see a major paving project, that is most likely an ATRIP project.
Do we tell them the cost on paving, Marcy? If we go out there and put down some good plant mix to make it nice and smooth, and how much are we spending per mile?
Brace yourself. According to my county engineer, plant mix, nice, smooth, put the stripes back on the road, is around $100,000 per mile.
$100,000 per mile.
Per mile.
Wow. That is a lot of money.
Yeah. So, yeah, when you think about the sales tax and how little of the sales tax is coming to that fund, and you think about how many miles of road in Cherokee County we have that need paved, we're just going to fall short.
Right. So 10 miles, you're looking at $1 million, right?
Yes. And if I get an ATRIP grant, well, if I'm lucky enough to get one of the grants for that particular stretch.
How much do we have to match?
I have to match at least 20% of it. For almost every grant, at least 20% I'm going to have to match.
So for every $500,000 grant, we've got to put up $100,000.
Correct.
Yeah. So that's part of it. That just goes in there to make us share the cost.
Share the cost. We have to share some of the cost.
Right.
And I wouldn't want to turn down those dollars.
Oh, no.
So whatever's in that account that I have that comes from the sales tax into my paving account, I used for the 20% so that I can get those federal dollars, because without those federal dollars, I couldn't pave much of anything.
Right. Let me interrupt just a moment our discussion on the county commission and the budgeting and the funds with the weather. You hear the thunder booming and there's some lightning popping out there. There's no warnings. We are experiencing some moderate to heavy rainfall with this line of thunderstorms. These are the thunderstorms coming in that I've been talking about for quite a while this morning, and now they have reached the center Cherokee County area and will be pushing across the entire region. So the entire county will get wet this morning. Some areas will receive light rainfall, while others will receive moderate, and some areas heavy to very heavy rainfall. And we do see an area of very heavy rainfall and some strong thunderstorm activity centered right now over northern Etowah County, the Black Creek area and the Tabor Road area. Those areas are getting wet in northern Etowah County right now to southern DeKalb County and then over into Cherokee. So the entire area is going to have some rain. More is on the way. I just want to let Marcy, didn't mean to interrupt you, but I wanted to let our listeners know, with all the booming thunder, there's no watches and warnings out there. We are monitoring it as we speak. I have the National Weather Service direct link up, and there's from Huntsville and Birmingham, National Weather Service in Atlanta and Peachtree City, and there's no watches or warnings for our area, just summertime thunderstorms out there right now.
Which we are used to at this point.
We are accustomed to the rain. We've had more than our share.
I have to take a second out to brag on our employees. I have gone to a lot of commissioner training, and I have discovered that we have excellent employees that help us commissioners do what we do. Our county administrator, Tim Burgess, is currently listening to me because he has confirmed for me that we do not get federal money for the jail.
I knew we wouldn't unless it was federal inmates.
Unless it is a federal inmate. Right. We do not. So we're on our own for that. When we are required to have it, and we will get sued, which will cost a lot of money if we don't.
Exactly.
But we have to come up with the money ourselves.
You can't violate the civil rights.
You could, but it would be expensive.
Yeah, so you don't want to do that. But know that those type of expenses are on our own. So, and we've talked about a few things. Now, we mentioned the paving, and let's go back to that just a second before we get on to anything else. We mentioned $100,000 a mile to pave with plant mix. Now, if we just put tar and gravel, and then you have some loose gravel that might chip the paint on an automobile. Let's talk about that.
I mean, that's kind of a fix that can be used to take a road that's really bad and help smooth it out some so that it's not as bad. However, tar costs approximately $30,000 a mile to do.
So tar and gravel is about a third as much.
I still have to find that money because if all of my sales tax went to the 20%, then my fund is empty and I don't have the $30,000. But if you wonder sometimes why some roads get tar and gravel and some are getting the plat mix, it's because there is a list of requirements that our county engineer goes through for a road to meet the federal requirements to qualify for the grant. And not all of our roads will qualify for them. So what is left over out of that money, we do tar and gravel to at least try to keep the roads in workable shape.
Marcy, we hear a lot about the tobacco tax and your discretionary money. Let's talk about that when we come back right after this.
I'm with Jamie Leekroy, customer service representative of Generations Bank. When young folks are starting careers or family, why is it important for them to have a bank account?
Well, so many employers now are paying their employees through direct deposit. You can pay your bills conveniently through our free bill payment system, and some businesses now don't take checks, so you need a debit card to make purchases without carrying a lot of cash around. Plus, having a bank account is a great way to save money.
How difficult is it to open a bank account?
It's very easy. It takes about 15 to 20 minutes, sometimes less. You just bring in your unexpired driver's license or state-issued ID, and you see one of our customer service reps, and they'll get you an account open right up.
Do you have free accounts at Generations?
Absolutely. We have a variety of free personal and business checking accounts with no minimum balance requirements and no monthly service charge.
For more information on opening a new account at Generations Bank, stop by one of their convenient offices, Center, Cedar Bluff, or Gadsden. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
When you start thinking about college, there are so many questions. Can my family really afford to send me? What about my friends or making new friends? What should I study that will help me find a well-paying job fast? The fact is, we want you at Gadsden State. We'll help you through the registration process, put you on the fast track to a great career, all at a price you can afford. Make it happen at Gadsden State. Classes start soon, so visit gadstonstate.edu today.
So what do you think, huh?
What is it?
It's your very own water park.
All you did was flood the basement.
No, look. I stapled a bunch of garbage bags to the steps and made this cool slide. Check it out. Hey, you want to give her a try?
No. We want to ride real water slides.
Happy, come on, get happy.
Get soaked at the all-new Soak Your Water Park at Lake Winnipesaukee. Now open Wednesday through Monday. Every Thursday, save $5 on one unlimited ride ticket with a coupon from Sunbeam Bread Wrappers. Parking is free. Thrill aboard the Cannonball Roller Coaster. Soar through the air on the Wave Swinger. Splash and slide at the all-new Soak Your Water Park. Save Thursdays with a coupon from Sunbeam Bread Wrappers. Call 877-525-3946. Or visit lakewinnie.com. Come on, get happy and get soaked.
Lake Winnipesaukee will make you smile.
Get happy.
Come on, guys. We can get soaked right here. I'll just switch off the lights and...
Dad?
When the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you saved money in 15 minutes. It doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is the quality of your independent agent and the company that stands behind them. Auto Owners Insurance has been recognized as highest in customer satisfaction with the auto insurance claims experience 5 years in a row by J.D. Power & Associates. For award information, go to jdpower.com.
The Johnson Insurance Agency, 1031 West Main Street in Center. Call 927-5440.
Sean Miller wants to teach you.
He bears the scars of tragedy and wants you to learn from his experience.
I knew what electricity did. I knew that it was dangerous, that you had to respect it. I always thought those power lines were insulated. That was a huge learning lesson. Had I known more about it before, I might still have two hands and have the job I loved.
Learn more at safeelectricity.org.
Call Cherokee Electric today.
Back in the studio with Marcy Foster, County Commission District Number 3. And we were talking about the budget and things of this nature, and a lot of problems that we have out there when it comes to making the dollars match up with our budget. You know, that's sort of like my household. I've always said if I could get my income up to my standard of living, I'd be in pretty good shape. But
or win the lottery.
Yeah, or win the lottery. But unfortunately, some of those costs keep going up that I have no control over on my budget, and other families experience that same way, and so does the county commission.
Much like gas going up, you have to drive to work. Price of gas went up, so it costs you more to go to work every day. That money had to come out of maybe going out to eat.
And you mentioned the cost of gasoline and petroleum products there. One thing about that governs the cost of your paving. That was one thing we didn't touch on, is the cost of crude oil. Is the higher it goes, the higher the paving costs, because it's petroleum based.
And so, yeah, when that shoots up our cost of paving at the same time.
Exactly. Sure does. All right, one thing we wanted to touch on before we let you go, and that is the discretionary funds that you said you didn't have any money early, but you always have discretionary money.
We have
Let's
some discretionary
talk about that.
Money.
Where does it come from?
That comes off of tobacco. And so, again, if you're going to go to Gadsden to watch a movie, please buy your tobacco at the gas station while you're getting gas before you leave the county, because that's where that money comes from. And it is, we call it discretionary money, because the commissioners do have more say over where it goes than some of the other budget items. But quite often, and a lot of people think we have a huge sum of discretionary money available. A, we don't, and B, a lot of times that money goes to patch the budget. So we each take money out of our tobacco tax to pay for something that we have to have, and patch up the budget to make it work so that everything works out to a black line at the bottom. So often that money is not used for the discretionary fund that people usually think of when you say discretionary money. A lot of times it's used to help the budget.
Another thing about the discretionary fund, there's been a lot of talk about it in recent years, and some contentious times have come up over it, about the discretionary fund. Let's make sure that people understand you don't get to spend it just any way you want to, just because you're an elected official and it's under your purview and it's considered to be discretionary. Let's tell them the limits on it.
There are a lot of limits. Actually, calling it discretionary money is a little deceptive. It's discretionary in that it is not, unlike the percentages of the sales tax, where this much is going to go to the jail and this much goes to the highway department. It is not automatically set out that way. But there are so many limits, and we have state auditors that tell us you can pay for this, you can't pay for that. Every time we get a request, we have to go through, is this something that we can pay for? It has to benefit the county. I can't use my money personally. I can't just go out and use my discretionary money to put something in, you know, just buy
anything. Help me pave my driveway.
No, can't do that.
You can't do that.
Can't do that. Can't do that.
Because, number one, you can't spend county tax dollars on private
on
property.
Private property.
And so you can't do that. Number two is that would not be a state approved expense, and it has to be a state
it has to be a state approved expense.
So you've got someone looking over your shoulders when you spend those so-called discretionary monies.
Yes, and back to our very good employees, we have a very good employee in right there in-house with us that we can go ask, can we spend this? And we have had some people that have gotten mad at us because they've come with requests for various things. And while it seems like, oh, we gave money to this group to do this, and this is very similar, one small difference, like whether or not it's school-backed or it's community-backed, or how many kids from it are in Cherokee County, or is it a not-for-profit, what kind of program is it, one small detail can disqualify it from the list of things it has to meet, and then we can't use the money for it.
Right. Now, which type items get priority in your spending? People with the requests or groups with a request that say, I need this much spent at a certain school for a driveway area at the school, which is public.
Which is public.
And that could be approved. Or if you have a air conditioning or heating unit breakdown in one of the offices, where are you going to go with it first? Because you can't budget for these extra expenses.
I personally, at this point, and this, I'm not speaking for all of the commission at this point. Let me make that clear. I personally would go with the air conditioner because, as I said earlier, the Board of Education gets 1.5%. They get 51 cents, 52 cents out of every dollar that comes through. So if it can be paid for by the Board of Education, it needs to be paid for, or I need an explanation of why they can't, because we as the commission are responsible for the courthouse building, and we're mandated that we have to take care of it. And so if air conditioning in the courthouse is going out, that is something that we have to take care of.
I had a question come in. Going back to the jail situation being overpopulated, if the jail is overpopulated, does the commissioners have a long-term plan to handle this situation? Can you have a long-term plan to control the population?
Unless
somebody... stop arresting people.
Only arrest certain
ones.
I mean, I guess we could stop arresting people, or we could stop busting meth labs, but the general public tends to want us to do that. We don't get to pick and choose who we arrest. So
if they're violators, they're violators.
They're violators. So if we say we arrest somebody that is severely diabetic, for instance, their medical costs are more than somebody that we arrest that's not. But if they both committed a crime, we can't say, oh, well, you have health problems, so we're just going to let you go. That really would be a civil rights issue there.
And also the arrest powers don't come under the county commission.
No.
Those are vested in the sheriff's department. Am I correct?
Yes. We fund the sheriff because the money comes through us to the sheriff. And for the record, the sheriff has a couple of different budgets. He actually has a budget for what most people think of as the sheriff's department, which is your deputies and your law enforcement. And there's a jail budget. And so those are two separate budgets. So when I say that the jail budget is running under, we still have our deputies out on the road, and they do need raises, and we do need to keep up with their cars, but that's a separate budget from the jail budget. As for a long-term plan, the sheriff has looked at adding a wing, and again, we get into we don't have the upfront money to do that, to have the space, 'cause basically, in order to add a wing, we're still providing for 100-plus people. We still have to come up with the money in the budget to provide food, health care, all of that for 100-plus people.
Well, Marcy, I know we've talked about a lot of things, but we're quickly running out of time. Anything that you want to cover that we haven't addressed this morning?
I just windmills, not in particular, but we had a group show up last night at the commission, and there is this fear that someone, like, say, the windmill company will be allowed to come before the commission and ask to do something. We will just act on it and no one will get a say in it. That is not how it works. We are very aware of the public's want and need to have some input. So if something comes before us that we think the public needs to have time to comment on, we do not have to make a decision that day. We will table it for another meeting so that they have time to comment. And I encourage everyone to follow me on Facebook because I do post those updates and things like that on my Facebook page to let you know if you have an opinion about this, to let us know.
And also, people are welcome to come to the county commission meetings.
Absolutely. They are the second and fourth Mondays of the month. The second Monday, the planning session is at 9 and the meeting is at 10. And on the fourth Monday, the planning session is at 4 and the meeting is at 5.
And you people listening out there, you're the county taxpayers. You need to know what's going on with your county commission. Marcy, I appreciate you taking time to come in and address these issues this morning. I know we can sit here the rest of the day and talk about it because
they're
many and
they're
complex.
To come back. I will come back for more questions. I'll be happy to come back.
Thank you so very much. We appreciate your time. I know you're busy, but thank you for sharing with us this morning.
Yeah, I appreciate the time.
All right. Marcy Foster, County Commissioner, District Number 3, Cherokee County, talking about some of the issues that are facing the county, some of the tax revenue issues and things like that, and some things that they can address. We'll have more as information's available from the County Commission on these issues.